New evidence points to the benefits of online social networks. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Facebook, Twitter, and the tools that enable them sometimes get a bad rap. A recent example, a weekend article in the San Francisco Chronicle, which quotes mental health professionals who worry that addiction to our digital tools will lead to a breakdown of interpersonal relationships and a rise in attention deficit disorder. A new study from the University of Minnesota does not address those questions, but does suggest that social networks are a good way to get young people engaged in current events and civic affairs, and have much potential as teaching tools. Educational technology researcher Christine Greenhow observed and interviewed more than 300 people, ages 16 to 25, who used a Facebook application related to environmental issues.
Developed an application called Hot Dish within Facebook, and this was an application focused on sharing articles about environmental science and climate change, and people could do that by reading articles that others had posted. We partnered with an environmental science content provider, and then young people themselves could post articles. They could share articles. They could discuss articles online. And then there was also a friendly, competitive gaming environment on top of this where young people could take part in challenges. They could go out in their community and do things to help address environmental issues and earn points toward prizes.
And then what positive effects did you measure after students got involved with this Hot Dish application?
The young people we surveyed and observed, and we also tracked their activities on the site, we found that they were more oriented to contribute their ideas and to engage in critical conversation than they reported being for more traditional news websites. Basically, there was a lot of contributing, reading, and sharing going on, more so than we might have expected.
Why do you think this is a more effective tool for engagement with current events and with activism and things like that than other media?
Young people already frequent these sites. They're familiar with some of the capacities for sharing, and they see them as a place where they can have a voice. Secondly, these spaces, and in particular this Hot Dish application, really married people and content. So, I mean, young people are social beings.
Why aren't more educators using tools like this to teach?
Well, I think there is still so much unknown. And, of course, in research, we researchers, it takes us a while to get the things that we're doing into the hands of people who can actually use some of the insights. So I think there's still a lot of unknown. I think there's still a lot of fear about the privacy issues, the threats to security, about the perception of harassment that goes on within these social network sites, or perception that people are just wasting time. And I think that the more we help move the conversation forward by showing what might be possible, the more that we will have educators more open to incorporating some of these technologies and these applications that could be designed with classrooms in mind.
Christine Greenhow with the University of Minnesota. You can read more about her study at newscloud.com/research. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.